我非常高兴马若曦姐妹回到我们当中哈 Rachel
Rachel Ma is among us today
她会今年在Cal Poly 当老师
Yeah, she's going to be a professor at Cal Poly
她刚刚拿到博士学位就被请到这边来教书所以感谢神
When she received the PhD she came here to teach immediately
然后她在Michigan 的华人教会呢在教会参与这个敬拜的服事
And when she was in the Michigan, that she also involved with a worship service.
所以希望她以后也能够加入教会的敬拜的团队。
So hopefully that she can join the worship team as well.
然后她在那边也参与大学生的事工。
And she was also the participate the college ministry.
那一个学校的教授能够在学校做校园事工是最好的人选。
A professor can involved with the college ministry will be the best candidate.
那希望神也借着他在这边的校园能够 发展上帝所要的工作
So hopefully God can use her that we can continue to develop the college ministry
但是做学生事工不能是单独单枪匹马的来做
And we cannot just do it by herself
需要一个团队一起来服事
We need to have a team to do it together
所以我们也为这件事情祷告希望神在我们教会兴起青年工作的人能够一起从事校园的工作
So hopefully that God will raise more people to be part of this ministry
今天我跟大家讲的题目是保守或是护卫我们的心
And today my topic is guard our hearts
在英文里是 guard our heart guard 就是要保护的意思
And guard means to protect our heart
但是在我们中文的圣经翻译是翻成要保守你的心
But in Chinese talk about guard is also preserve
保守 yeah, 所以我把保守护卫放在一起让意思更清楚
So I'm putting those two words together
我记得我在这边今年第一次讲的一个题目就是灵命灵命是什么
And the first speak I talk about is the spiritual life
然后第二次我讲的就是上帝存不存在的问题
And whether God exists or not
假如上帝不存在的话呢我们根本不需要讨论人的灵命是怎么回事
And so if God does not exist we don't even need to talk about spiritual life
那今天呢我想跟大家谈的是关于灵命塑造另外一个非常重要的课题就是我们人的心
And now I need to talk about a very important spiritual lesson to talk about our hearts
那关于这个心的主题呢有一个非常有名的话
There's a very famous saying
就说问题的中心就是心的问题
The heart of problem is the problem of the heart
这个从英文来看是比较有意思
And the English is more fun
在中文里并不太表达出它原来那个意思就 The heart of the problem is the problem of the heart
The Chinese cannot really explain this meaning
就说我们所有的问题的中心呢都是人的心
So all the problem is the problem of the heart
那当然我们讲到人的心的时候我想不是讲我们的心脏、哦、
And when we talk about heart, we're not talking about the organ, the heart itself.
假如我说我的心很痛
If I say my heart aches,
我是在讲我的心脏在痛吗
Am I talking my heart actually physically aching?
有时候很可能我的心脏真的在痛
But there are times sometimes we do suffer a heart attack or we feel pain.
它最主要是指的是我的心里面感觉到非常的伤心非常的难过
But sometimes we talk about we're heartbroken, talk about emotional sense.
但是当我们有一个人他的心脏不好心脏真的有问题
But if someone has a physical heart problem,
他的肠子也有问题好
intestinal has a problem.
就是不通顺
And it doesn't do a good job.
虽然他的心脏跟他的肠子都有问题。
And if the heart and the intestine both have issues.
但是我们可以说，哎，这个人的心肠非常的好，来形容他。
But we can still say that this person has a good heart.
对不对？这个人的心肠，他的 heart and 他的 bowel is still very good. 啊，这个人心肠很好，虽然他心脏跟肠子很有问题。
And even though the physical sense that she does not, she's not doing well, but then she's a good person, has a good heart.
所以我们讲到心的时候呢不是讲我们的器官
So we're not talking about an organ
好那我们现在开始一起来祷告
And let's pray together
亲爱的父神
Dear Heavenly Father
我们知道你非常看重我们的内心
We know you care about our hearts inner ourselves
当我们的生命要转变的时候
And when we change
我们必须看重我们的心的转变
We really need to focus the change of heart
求主今天借着你自己的话语
Please use your words today.
来教导我们在灵命的成长的过程当中心的重要性。
Continue to build us up and the importance of the heart.
帮助我们在你的面前。
When we come before you.
能够立定心智。
And make it our mind.
做一个讨你喜悦的人。
To please you.
我们这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 好，所以心不是指心脏。第一，我跟大家谈谈。 心的定义到底是什么。
So when we talk about hearts, we talk about organs. We're going to talk about what is the heart.
圣经几乎有800次提到心。
And the, in the Bible, talk about 800 times.
它不单讲到人的心。
And only, not only talk about the heart of the human,
他也讲到上帝的心。
And also talk about the heart of God.
所以人的心跟上帝的心呢，必须能够相互的感应。
And we, the heart of a man and the heart of God have to be sensed with each other.
当人的心符合上帝的心的时候，就表示这个人是讨神喜悦的一个人。
And if we talk about when the heart, pleasing God, let's talk about this person's heart is pleasing God's heart.
所以在圣经里面，当他谈到人的心的时候，本质上呢，他是讲人的灵魂深处的一个代名词。
And you talk about our inner man.
在那里哈，在我们人的心的深处，有我们的思想，有我们的感情，有我们的应，还有我们的意志跟愿望在那里运作。
So in the sense, the heart represents center of our soul where the thoughts, emotions, wishes, and desires dwell.
在诗篇十三篇第二节有一句话呢，我觉得可以让我们看到心跟灵魂之间的关系。
And there is a connection between the soul and the heart in the in Psalm.
他说：“我灵魂里筹算，终日心里愁苦，要到几时呢
？”How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily?
那这个在英文里看的是比较清楚哈。首先，我的灵魂里筹算，然后心里面忧愁。
And in English, it's a little more clear. Talk about there's a counsel in my heart and sorrow in my heart.
好像这个心就是灵魂里面那个最深处那个中心点。
And talk about when they talk about heart is the deepest part of our soul.
所以有人说哈，这个心就是思想、情感、意志、良知的所在之处。
So people are saying the seat of our thoughts, emotion, will, and conscience.
那我觉得最好的解释就是在我们的灵魂深处运作的那个真正的我。
But for me, to the best explanation, talk about the real I operating the depth of my soul.
圣经在以弗所说，另外有一个描写，就是我们里面的人。
And Ephesians talk about the inner man.
好。所以心是我们人的灵魂深处运作那个真正的我。
So heart is the seat of our thought, emotion, will, and conscience.
我想从中文这些成语哈，我们也可以明白这个意思。
And in the lot of Chinese talk about heart in many idioms.
在中国成语里面呢，我们可以看到心会思想。
And we talk about the heart can think and reason.
好比一心一意。
We talk about the put one heart into.
或者说心术不正。
And talk about heart not in the right place.
这个心有一个设计。有一个这个树在那运作，还会思想的哈。
And there's a kind of wicked part inside the heart.
还有心无旁骛。
And they talk about attentive without distraction.
或是别出心裁。
Or think outside the box.
这心会思想，对不对
？And talk about heart can think.
好，那心也会感受哈。
And also heart can feel emotions.
好像心花怒放。
And talk about happy as a blooming flower.
心烦意乱。
And the irritable and distracted.
好，心如刀割。
And talk about the knife pierce our heart.
还有这个心平气和。
And also talk about the calm and even temper.
好像心有余悸，或是刻骨铭心，都是心都会感受。
And talk about the years of fear, with a lingering fear.
好，那心也有意志哈。
And the heart also has a will.
好比灰心丧志。
We talk about discouraged.
好，或是心坚石穿。
And talk about single-minded pursuit can achieve great results.
有心灰意懒。
And we can talk about discouragement and lack of motivation.
所以我们的心会思想，我们的心会感受，我们的心有它的意志。
And so we have the wills and we can think.
那心也会交流的。
And the heart can actually communicate as well.
好，心心相印啊，心照不宣。
Talk about heart to heart and the know without saying.
还有心意相投。
And same mindset.
另外，人同此心。心同此理。
Everybody feel the same about this.
所以心会交流的。
And we talk about heart can communicate.
有一个笑话讲了一个政客哈。
And talk about a politician.
他是一个白人。
He's a Caucasian.
那他到黑人区去竞选去拉票。
So he was trying to get more votes from the African Americans.
他就在演讲时跟他说好，他说我的皮肤跟你们不一样，我是白色的，你们是黑色的。
Even though his speech is saying my skin is different, I'm white, but you're black.
但是我的心跟你们一样，都是黑的。
But my heart is just like yours, also black.
他这句话讲的大错特错，对不对
？But it was wrong, wasn't it?
只要他说我的心跟你们都是红的，那就对了。
But if I said our hearts are all red, that'll be that'll be good.
偏偏他说我的心跟你们一样都是黑的。
But he said our hearts are all black.
所以你想他当选了没有
？But do you think he got voted in? No,
大概没有吧。
Probably not.
好，但是呢，我们也常听到，我们常说有所谓的黑心商人。
And we talk about the those black heart businessman.
或是黑心的农夫哈。
Was a black farmers.
有人甚至把别人从手机给拉黑了。
是吗？
拉黑了就是
reject them. Yeah, so yeah, we pull them.
Put somebody on the blacklist. 或是说有些人极力去抹黑某某人哈。
And if you want to smear someone.
所以我们被黑，那有这怎么样？这有人同此心，心同此理的一种感受。人的心会交流的。
And so talk about is everyone feel the same about this.
但是心也相当的重要。
And but the heart is extremely important as well.
我们常常说人需要有自信心，要有责任心，要有爱心。
We talk about confidence. We talk about responsibility. We need to talk about love.
人也需要有信心，有好奇心，有敬畏心，有同理心。
When you talk about the faith, curiosity, the fear, and the compassion.
还有要宽容心，要有公德心，要有慈悲心。
And we talk about tolerance, forgiving, social morality, and compassion.
那有这些好的心的话呢，人就会上进，就会长大。
And so those are hearts are the good ones that you will continue to motivate you to do better.
但是我们想到人的心确实有他的道德难题。
But the also heart has the moral dilemma as well.
好像有口无心
，and talk about the saying something without intention.
好像心狠手辣
，and talk about cruel and malicious.
好做贼心虚
，and talk about guilty as a thief.
好心高气傲
，and arrogant.
还有包藏祸心
，harbor ill intent.
或者死心眼
，and 死心眼 ，stubborn.
Yeah, 就是钻牛角尖的意思哈
，stubborn. Yeah,
对不起。
That's okay.
所以我们看到心确实有它道德这个难题在里面。
So the heart has a moral dilemma.
所以我们会因为这个缘故怎么样？你们有常常的挣扎。
And so that's why we're very often facing some struggles.
所以从这些中国的成语里面呢，我们也明白。
And from those idioms, we understand.
所以人的心呢，代表人里面真实的运作。
And they talk about when the heart is working inside of us.
那圣经好，我们可以看这些是一些可见的行为哈。
And now you can see some visible behaviors.
从这些可见的行为，我们会看出在这背后一定有他的思想跟情感参与在里面。
So when you see those visible behavior, must be a behind motives,
对不对？我们不想说看一个人有这样的粗野的动作，或是这种残忍的动作的时候，就觉得只是行为而已。这背后一定有蕴藏的思想跟情感在里面。
When we see those violence, there gotta be some kind of motive behind it.
所以心跟行为之间呢是有很大的关联的。
So the heart and the behaviors are connected.
那箴言第六章十六到十九节呢，这边讲到心跟行为的关系。
And so Proverbs talk about the action and the heart.
好，这边呢讲到耶和华所恨恶的有六样，连他心所憎恶的有七样。
There are six things that the Lord hate. Yes, seven are an abomination unto him.
那在前面有三样，后面有三样。
And there's a three in the front and three behind.
都是行为。
And I'll talk about the action and behavior.
但是中间那一样呢，是讲到他的心。
And there's one in the middle, talk about his heart.
好像隐藏在这节经文里面，讲到心左右到我们的行为。
And talk about the heart actually control our behaviors.
好，十七节好像高傲的眼、撒谎的舌、流无辜人血的手。
A proud look, a lying tongue, and a hand that shed innocent blood.
在中间就是一个图谋恶计的心。
And the inside talk about a heart that devilish.
后面讲到三个动作，就是飞跑行恶的脚、吐谎言假见的嘴巴。还有弟兄中散布纷争的人
，a false witness that speak lies, and that he that swings discord among our brothers.
所以保守我们的心确实很重要。
So keep your heart with diligence, for all of it are the issue of life.
所以我们把这句话，这也是今天的最主要的一句话。我们把这句话一起来读一次。我们先读中文来：你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。我们再来念一次，来，你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。好，我们试试用英文来念，好，来
，Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
我们所做的一切事情都会发自于我们的内心。
Everything we do is coming from our heart.
所以不但要保守，更是要保护，要护卫这个心。
We have to keep our heart with diligence.
好，我们要非常小心哈。
We have to be very careful.
在英文里面有这样的一个描写。
And in English, describe this.
他说你要小心你的思想，因为它会成为你的言语。
Watch your thoughts that become your words.
你要小心你的言语，它会成为你的行动。
Watch your words that become your action.
要小心你的行动，因为它会成为你的一个习惯。
Watch your action that become your habit.
你要小心你的习惯，它会成为你的品格。
Watch your habit that become your character.
那你要小心你的品格，因为它会成为，它就决定了你的命运。
Watch your character, it determines your destiny.
这句话说的是非常非常的真实的。
This is so true.
但是更重要的是，我们要注意思想背后那个动机。
But the more importantly, that we need to be aware of the motive behind the thoughts.
在历代志上，哈，大卫劝告他的孩子所罗门有一句话。
And in the first chronicle, talk about Solomon said this.
David told his son Solomon.
David told his Solomon.
他说：“我儿所罗门啊，你当认识耶和华你父的神，诚心乐意的侍奉他，因为他鉴察人的心，知道一切的心思意念。这个心思意念就是在心思想背后的那个动机。”
And although Solomon, my son, know that the God is of a father and serving with a perfect heart with a willing mind, for the Lord searching all hearts and underneath.Or the imagination of the thoughts.
好，我们看看这个传道人的悔改哈。
And let's look at the preacher's confession.
这个传道人呢是几年前他是这个几个福音教会联合组织的一个会长。
And he was a chairperson of many churches.
He's like a chairman of a coalition of the evangelical churches.
Chairman of a coalition.Of churches.
福音派教会这个联合会的一个会长。
So evangelical coalition.
他犯了一件很大的错，结果被爆发出来。
So he was exposed because he sinned.
然后他就后来就写了这封忏悔的信。
So he wrote a letter.
写给他的教会。
And to his church.
他说我很实在很抱歉。
And he said I'm so sorry.
我很抱歉对你们造成的失望、背叛还有伤害。
I'm so sorry disappointment, the betrayal, and the hurt.
我也很抱歉哈，我为你们立下了这么一个可怕的榜样。
I'm sorry for the horrible example I've set for you.
他说我也很抱歉，这样的状况呢，造成你们感到羞耻，而且感到非常的难堪。
I'm so sorry for circumstances that have caused shame and embarrassment to all of you.
好，他就说好，他说我是一个欺骗人的一个说谎的人。
I'm a deceiver and a liar.
他说在我的里面哈，有一个部分呢，常常是这么的令人恶心，还有黑暗。他说我在我成年的时候呢，一直跟这个在做对抗。
And there is a part of my life that is so repulsive and dark that I have been warring against all of my adult life.
所以有的时候呢，这个污秽哈，我觉得已经过去的呢，还会浮现出来。
And the dirt I thought was gone, would resurface.
而且我会发现我自己还会想一些想法。还有经验一些情欲呢，是我所相信跟我所教导的完全的相反的一件事情。
I will find myself thinking thoughts and experiencing desires that were contrary to everything I believe and teach.
那我们都晓得，当然他后来事情发现之后呢，他觉得有义务跟大家澄清，然后来道歉。
After they discover his issues, he feels there's a desire for him to confess and apologize.
因为他所在的位置。
Because he's a position.
但是我们当中，我想我们每一个人也都有做错，让我们自己觉得羞愧的时候。
And I'm sure we have done a lot of things wrong that feel guilty and shame.
但是因为我们是小人物，我们不觉得需要公开道歉的这个责任。
Because we're not as important, so we don't feel we need to apologize in the public.
这个潜在的欲望或潜在的这个战争在我们里面都是有的。
And the unconscious desire is always we're always struggling.
这就是为什么我们要学习怎么样护卫我们的心。
And that's why we need to know how to guard our hearts.
好，我们看看我们的心哈。
And look at our hearts.
我们的心常常有两个声音在作战，对不对
？And there our heart, there's two voices, a constant battle with each other.
一个是我们的良知，一个是我们的罪性。
One is a conscience, one is a sin nature.
所以有的时候讨论人之初性本善或人之初性本恶呢，是没有答案的。
And very often we have this discussion whether you were born good or born bad. There is no answer.
因为在人的心里面总是有这两个声音，有的我们的良知跟我们的罪性在那边一直在那边打仗。
Because there is always a war between the conscience and the sin nature.
就在乎我们到底喂养哪一个东西。
And depends which one we're going to feed.
假如我们经历 尽力喂养我们的良知的话，我们的良知会强壮。
And you will continue to feed our conscience, where our conscience will be stronger.
假如我们喂养我们的罪性的话呢，我们的罪性就会强大。
You will continue to feed our sin nature, our sin will become greater.
那什么东西进入到我们的内心呢？
And what's come to our heart?
我们眼睛所看的。
And the things we see.
我们嘴巴所说的或听人说的
the things we speak or what we hear
我们的手去做的去摸的
and the hands to touch
还有我们耳朵听的
and our ears to hear
那这些东西都会进入到我们这个人的里面去
everything that will flow to our heart
所以我们怎么护卫我们的心使我们不受坏事情的污染
and so how can guard our heart so we cannot be polluted
这是一个非常重要的事情
that's an extremely important lesson
我跟大家另外打个比方来了解人背后的这个动机。
And let me give you another example, talk about people's motive.
我在想这篇讲章的时候呢，我做了一个梦。
And when I was thinking about my sermon, I had a dream.
这个梦让我分辨动机跟思想之间的那个动机的重要性。
And this dream helped me to understand the motive and the action.
这个梦里面呢，就是在一群夫妇当中哈，我跟我先生哈被选来被选做到一个很困难的地方去做大使。
And so we, in my dream, and me and my husband, Pastor Ray, we were selected to be an ambassador among many couples.
要送去的这地方好像是苏俄的西伯利亚那样的地方。
It's like, it's in Russia, Siberia.
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 我就想说，哎呀，第一个反应就是我不要去。
And my first reaction is, I'm not going.
好，我怎么可能想要去那样的地方呢
？How can I go to that place?
太困难了。
It's too difficult.
我不要去。
So I'm not going.
这是我第一个想法。
That's my first thought.
但是后来我想说
then later I keep thinking.
哎，我从台湾来到那个地方，可能是天底下第一个人哦。
And maybe I will be the first person go to the Siberia.
哎呀，我忽然之间会一下子成名了。
And all of a sudden I became famous.
报纸会访问说，哎呀，你从台湾来被送到西伯利亚去。
And the newspaper will interview me. Are you the one from Taiwan go to Siberia
去当大使
and become an ambassador
我马上成为名人
and I became famous celebrity
我说这个倒不错我可以去
so that's not bad I want to go
你看这就是我一个动机
and now look at that's my motive
假如我根据这样的动机去了的话
if I go because of my motive
我所有做的事情都会是错的
and all the things I do will be wrong
因为我想的是我自己的名声
because I'm thinking about my own reputation
而不是为了愿意去服务
and not because I want to serve
这就是动机思想背后的一个动机一个出发点
so that is my motive behind my action
所以这个梦可以来帮助大家解释哈那个心的重要性
and this dream can help you to understand the importance of the heart
假如我的出发点我的动机是错的那么我做出来的事情也是会错的
if my motive is wrong then my action will be wrong as well
好那么我们现在来看第二大点哈就是要认识我们心的处境
secondly when you know our heart situation
好，这一节经文上次崔牧师来的时候也用了哈。
And this verse, the pastor, Cui came to our church and also used this verse well.
在耶利米书，耶利米生活在一个非常困难的时代。
And talk about Jeremiah 17, it was a very difficult time.
在那个时代，所有人里面的邪恶都会爆发出来。
And all the people doing deceitful things.
所以他有这样一句话。
And there's one word saying this.
他说：“人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？”
The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately is wicked. Who can know it?
确实哈，有的时候我们心坏到什么地方，我们自己都不知道。
It is true. Sometimes we're so deceitful we don't even know.
那圣经有些其他的地方哈这么讲。
And there are some other verses talk about this.
说人心是藏着诡诈，藏着可憎恶的。
And there are so many
abominations. 然后从小怀着恶念。
And we start those when we're young in our youth.
在创世纪第八章，就是当神要毁灭这个地球的时候。
And when we talk about God is going to end the world.
好，耶稣自己也非常清楚地指出人心里藏着各种的恶。
And Jesus always also point out that there's so many wicked things in our hearts.
你相信耶稣讲的话吗
？Do you believe in God's words?
你相信耶稣视透人的心吗
？Do you believe that He can see our heart?
他看出人的心里面有这些东西。
He can see those things in our hearts.
他说有恶念，有苟合、偷盗、凶杀、奸淫、贪婪、邪物、诡诈、淫荡、嫉妒、毁谤、狂妄。
And talk about the evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness and wickedness and deceit, lasciviousness and evil eyes, blasphemy, pride, foolishness.
我想这个名单上还可以加上很多很多很多。
I'm sure we can add more to it.
好，那 这是耶稣说的话。
This is what Jesus said.
所以人的心里面是藏着许多的恶念的。
We're hiding a lot of the abominations in our heart.
好，但是上帝呢，知道我们人心是这个样子。
But God knows the, our true heart.
他却非常看重我们心。
But He values our heart.
好，他说，耶稣在对那个法利赛人说，他说你们在人面前自称为义的，你们的心神却知道。
And Jesus said to the people, and then he said to them, "You are the which justify yourself before man."
因为人所尊贵的，在神看为可憎恶的。
But God knows your heart, for that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God.
法利赛人在人的面前觉得自己是非常棒的义人。
And Pharisee, they think they are superior than others.
但是他们常常有这个假冒的毛病。
Even they think they're righteous, but then they are a fake.
所以他们的虔诚不是真的虔诚。
And so their godliness is not real.
那人的自称为义，在上帝眼中看来到底是什么呢？
But when people think they are justified ourselves,
在以赛亚书这么讲。
And Isaiah said this.
他说我们都像不洁净的人。
And but we are all like unclean things.
所有的义都像污秽的衣服。
And all your righteousness are as filthy rags.
我们都像叶子渐渐枯干，我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去。
We all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away.
所以上帝看重我们里面的状况。
And God knows our inside heart.
好，这边有一句话哈，上帝看人的内心，在撒母耳记上是非常有名的一句话。
And they also in Samuel talk about this.
当以色列要拣选一个王的时候
，When God was on choosing the king,
撒母耳看到他那个大卫的哥哥又高大又英俊。
And Samuel saw the David's brother. They're handsome and very tall.
但是耶和华却对撒母耳说
，And but God said this to Samuel,
不要看他的外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他。
And do not see the people look on the outward appearance.
因为耶和华不像人看人。
But the Lord looks on the heart.
人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
And the Lord only see the heart.
所以上帝虽然知道人心是这样的一个败坏的状况，但是他却非常看重人的心。
But God really cares about our heart.
所以上帝要怎么样？他要熬炼人。
So therefore, God wants to try our heart.
他要熬炼人来洁净人的心。
Because of the, by try our heart, so we can clean our heart.
好，上帝鉴察并且要熬炼在历代志上。
And they talk about the chronicles, search all heart and understand all the imagination of the thoughts.
因为他是一个公义的神，所以他希望人的里面呀也有真理有公义，所以他查验人的心肠肺腑。
Because he's righteous, so he tried the hearts and the reins.
他喜爱人里面是诚实的。
Because he liked the inward part.Parts in the honesty.
他说：“你所喜爱的是内里诚实。你在我隐秘处，必使我得智慧。
Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in hidden part you shall make me to know wisdom.
所以这个 inward part 就是内里，还有 in the hidden part 还有隐藏的地方，就是人内心的深处。
We talk about inward part and also the hidden part.
所以上帝要熬炼我们，使我们这个心啊慢慢被他洁净。
And so God wants to try our hearts so we become more pure.
那为什么我们要洁净我们的心呢？
Why do we need to clean our heart?
因为圣经说的非常清楚，上帝会审判人的行为，而人的行为是发自内心的结果。
Because God judges our action, and the actions from our heart.
这边说，我耶和华是鉴察人心，试验人肺腑的，要照个人所行的和他所做的结果报应他。
I the Lord search the heart, I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing.
所以上帝知道我们心的景况，但他又非常看重我们的心，所以他要熬炼我们的心，根据我们的心发展出的行为是他将来的一个奖赏或是惩罚。
So he knows our inner heart and knows our actions. So he understands and then he wants give every man according to his way, according to the fruit of his doing.
好吗？那现在我们再把这句话来练一次。
And let's read this one more time.
你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。好的，一生的果效是由心发出。好，那我们进到今天的主题，怎么样来保守护卫我们的心
？And then let's go to our theme today. How do we guard our heart?
我觉得第一个非常重要的认识神的呢，就是一个回转的心。
And the most importantly is that is repent.
既然我们讲的是人的生命跟神的生命要对齐，一个灵命的塑造这个主题。
And when we talk about spiritual life, the most importantly is our connection with the Lord.
所以我所强调的新的状态呢，是在跟神的关系上 在神面前必须具备的一种心。
And the most important is our relationship change, is our heart.
那神第一个非常看重的是我们愿不愿意回转到他的面前。
And God really cares about do we have a repentant heart.
这个回转呢，就是包括要悔改哈，回到他的面前。
And come, I mean, turn away from sin, come to Him.
为什么回转这么重要呢
？Why is repentance so important？
因为这是认识上帝的第一步。
And because that's the first step, knowing God。
这个回转就是回到上帝面前，承认他在我身上的主权。
And this is to acknowledge His sovereignty。
从圣经创世纪一开头就讲到上帝是创造万物的主宰。
And in Genesis, talk about He is the Creator。
所以既然他是创造万物的主宰，他在万有当中就有他的主权。
And because he's a creator, so he has a sovereignty.
也因为他创造了我们的生命，所以他在我们的生命当中有我的有这个主权。
Because he created us, so he has sovereignty over us.
所以跟神建立关系的第一步就是回转到他面前，承认他在我们人生当中的主权。
And so the first step to repent is to acknowledge the relationship with him.
耶稣曾经讲了好几个比喻。
And God has given a lot of parables.
好比说，一个国王离开他的国家到远方去。
And talk about the king and left his country to go far away.
把他的国交给他的仆人去管理。
And to left his country yard for his servant.
要像一个葡萄园的主人离开他的葡萄园，把这葡萄园交给工人去看守。
And same thing like a vineyard to let his servant to take care of.
结果他回来要收取他拥有的。
And when he come back, he want to take it over.
你没有想到我们住在这个宇宙当中，住在地球上，我们从来没有付什么租金，对不对？
So you think about when you live on this earth and the universe, we never pay any rent.
我们住在这个地球上，住习惯了，就说这个地球是我的。
And so when we get used to it, we say, oh, well, the earth is mine.
但是耶稣回来说，不是，这个地球不是你的，这个地球是我的。
And then when God returns, said, no, it's not yours, it is mine.
好，我们中国人有一句话，就是有一个故事，就是鹊巢鸠占，对不对？
So
鸠占鹊巢呀，或鹊巢鸠占。
It's more like two birds fighting the territory.
The sparrow built a nest, but then the pigeon came and took over it.
Okay.
And occupied the nest. 所以这是鹊巢鸠占哈。
And so talk about, you know, that's an illustration of the.
我们在地球住久了，我们探测宇宙就觉得这是我的。
So when we're so used to it, we think this earth is ours.
我们忘了这个地球是上帝的。
And we forgot that belongs to God.
就是为什么耶稣在约翰福音第一章他这么说。
And so in John chapter 1 said this.
他说他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。
And he was in the world, and the world was made through him.
But the world does not know him.
But the world did not know him.
他到自己的地方来，自己人倒不接待他。
He came to his own, but his own did not receive him.
你说是不是
？Isn't it？
耶稣有这个感叹。
And God is really sad.
我造了你们，我造了这个地方，你们不准我回来，不接受我回来。
But I created the world, but the world did not receive me.
所以回到神面前，跟神建立关系的第一个步骤就是承认他是造你的主，他在你的生命当中有他的主权。
And so the most important thing is that He is the Creator. So we need to have that first relationship with Him.
好，那这就是回转。
And turn back.
回转在基督耶稣里面抓住神给我们新的应许。
In Christ, believe and receive God's promises.
所以成为一个新造的人，不再被上帝来定罪。
Become a new creature in Christ, and no more condemnation.
是已经在灵里面被洗净，被有这个称义的身份。
And in the Spirit, be cleaned and justified.
好，在罗马书第一章二十一节有一句话说。
And Roman and
One twenty-one.
Talk about.
说他们虽然知道神
，and even though they know God,
却不当作神荣耀他
，but they did not glorify him.
也不感谢他
，and not thank him.
当我们知道有神存在，我们却不愿意认识他，不愿意荣耀他，不愿意感谢他。
But we know he exists, but we will not glorify him. Do we not receive him?
下面一句话就讲他们的思念被为虚妄。无知的心就昏暗了。
So, but they became vain in their imagination and their foolish heart and was darkened.
你说这句话是不是说的我们的状况
？So that describes our situation.
当我们拒绝认识这个造物主的时候
，But when we reject God,
我们的想法就变成非常 vain.
And so our thought became vain.
我们的心就变得愚昧。
And our heart was deceived.
所以跟神建立关系，回归神的第一个步骤就是要 承认他是造我的主，他在我生命当中有他的主权。
So the first step is to recognize that he is a creator, he has sovereignty.
而神借着耶稣基督来带领我们回到他的这个面前来。
And through Jesus Christ and bring us back to God.
我觉得第二个非常重要的心哈，就是要一个求上帝开始为我们造一个清洁的心。
And the second most important part is talk about pray for a clean heart.
我们晓得刚刚提到人心的状况哈
And we talk about the truth of our heart.
然后上帝看重我们里面的心
But God values our heart.
所以他要我们有一颗新的心
But so he wants to give us a new heart.
要一个新的向往
And we have a new hope.
一个刚强仁爱谨守的心
And it's a healthy heart with a sound mind.
好求圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的里面
So have a loving heart with a controlled emotion.
所以我们的心怎么样慢慢开始改变
So that our heart began to change.
好我们心开始改变你会发觉哈，当你承认有神同在的时候
，When you recognize that God's with us，
你的心不再那么的负担那么的重
，And you feel your burdens lessen。
当你发觉神爱你的时候
，When you realize that God how much God loves you，
你那个忧郁，你那个担忧越来越少
，And your worry will become lessen as well。
当你相信神爱你的时候
，But when you believe that God loves you，
你这个对神的信心开始建立，你成为你对你自己开始有信心
，And then you build up the because your faith and you start building confidence in yourself。
所以你的心开始在改变
，And so your heart started to change。
但是神也要熬炼我们，对不对
？But God still want to try us。
所以在跟神的关系里面一个非常重要就是在神面前有一个谦卑的心
So the most important is to have a humble heart
我们晓得在耶稣在登山宝训的八福中的第一福
And we talk about the 登山宝训
The Beatitudes
The Beatitudes There was one of them talk about
好第一个就是什么
What's the first one?
你们是研究马太福音的什么第一个八福的第一福是什么
信心的有
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And the kingdom's theirs who has humility.
啊，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。虚心很重要。
The humbleness is extremely important because the kingdom's his.
我们中国人有一句话说：“骄者必什么
？”And in Chinese, we talk about the pridefulness will lead failure.
Defeat, yeah. 骄者必败。
And pridefulness will lead defeat.
但是一个虚怀若谷的人怎么样
？And someone with a humble heart，
他可以承受各样的好处
，and can receive all kind of good things。
所以在中国文化里面也非常强调这个谦虚。
And so in Chinese also talk about humility。
好，一个谦卑的人，他会敬畏，他会学习，他会祷告，他会感恩，他不会不自夸。
And a humble person will resist the pride and will pray。
在犹太人的文化里面有一句非常流行的话
And there's a saying in among Jewish
就是神阻挡骄傲的人赐恩给谦卑的人
God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble
我们一起来说好神阻挡骄傲的人赐恩给谦卑的人
God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble
所以这个谦卑非常非常重要
So humbleness is extremely important
那谦卑人会常常会寻求神的面
And the people who is humble will you seek God's word
谦卑的人会把神的话藏在心里面
we'll store
不冒犯神
And will store God's word in our heart not to offend him
而谦卑的人也会常常依靠神会祷告
And also rely on God and pray
谦卑的人神会开始熬炼他的心使他越来越纯净
And so we'll continue to try our heart so we'll become more and pure
所以当我们回转到神面前的时候
When we start turning around to God,
我们接受了神的赦免神的爱
and receive his forgiveness, his love,
我们的心开始开了心开始改变
So we open our heart, we start to change
当我们在神面前谦卑学习的时候
When we start to become humble to
神把功课摆在我们面前
So we have this lesson to learn
有的时候你会觉得相当困难的功课
And sometimes the lesson is very difficult
但是这是来自神对你心的熬炼
But that's coming from the Lord
要使我们的动静越来越纯净
so it'll pure our motives
所以心开始被熬炼
so our God start begin to heart
所以我们不但要一个回转的心求神给我们新的心我们要保持一个谦卑的心
and besides when you turn our heart around we also need to have a humble heart
那另外一个呢就是下一个步骤下我们要立定志向得主喜悦的心
and another thing is that God needs to set on pleasing the Lord
我们提到我们要保护我们的心
we need to really protect and guard our hearts
所以我们要注意我们这个进到心的所有的入口我们的感官
so we need to guard the inroad to our heart
中国在这个孔子里面讲到一句话哈。
And Confucian says this.
好，子不语暴力乱神。
子不语。
I will not talk about. Okay, 暴 violence, 力 force, 乱 is corruption, whatever is bad. 神就是一些稀奇古怪的东西。any strange things that you know you cannot figure out, like magical things. 他说这个神不是上帝哈，因为在《论语》在《诗经》里面，神跟地是完全两个不同的一回事。其实有人以为孔子不讲神，不讲上帝，事实上不是这个意思哈。
But a lot of people think confusion doesn't talk about God, but that's not true. But here talk about the God and the earth, and then talk about those things.
因为这个神在中文的文字里面有神奇好神啊。
And to talk about the word, the God, sometimes can be miraculous, is very
magical,
magical.
Yeah, 所以他不讲暴力乱这些事情。
And so don't talk about the violence and talk about well, the chaos.
所以我们基督徒保守我们的心，我们要也是尽力避开这样的言论，还有这样的寻求。
And so, as a Christian, we need to try to stay away from those kind of things.
所以我们要护卫我们的感官，好，不偏向暴力、乱神，还有色。
So we need to really protect our inroad to our heart.
因为这个时代，这个色情的问题相当严重。
And we know sexuality and is very serious in this.
所以在我们的生活当中，我们要护卫我们的心，远离这些事情。
So in our life, we need to stay away from those kind of things.
那要立定志向，得主喜悦的心，一个非常重要，就是要操练敬虔，与爱主的人一起来追求。
And another thing is very important is to practice spiritual discipline and pursue holiness with those who love God.
保罗劝勉提摩太说，你要言语方面你要小心这件事情。
And Paul taught Timothy talk about you have to be very careful about those kind of things.
他说你要躲避世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话。
You need to be try to flee from the useful lust and pursue righteousness.
还有就是要躲避世俗的言语，还有老妇荒谬的话语。
Reject profane old wives' fables and exercise yourself toward godliness.
我不晓得老妇荒谬的话讲的是什么哈。
I'm not sure the old wife fable talk about what.
可能就是讲那些有的没的、难以捉摸的事情哈。
Probably just talk about some of the gossips and the things that maybe exist or may not exist.
还有世俗的言语哈。
And those just profane words.
这些很容易影响我们的。
It's very, very easy. Those things are very, affect us easily.
我记得有一次，还我刚信主没结婚没多久的时候。
I still remember I just got married.
我回台湾。
I went back to
Taiwan. 我们两个一起回台湾。
We both went back to Taiwan.
那有一次跟我的老朋友见面。
So one time I met with my old friend.
就谈的有的没的哈。
And we were just kind of gossip.
回来之后，我跟我老公讲话。
And so, after I come back.
他说：“哎，你今天到底跟谁在一起了
？”So he asked me, "Who were you with today?"
因为我讲的话哈变得非常的世俗。
And so I talk about it just like a very common, not very spiritual.
所以他马上感觉到出怎么搞的，你今天的讲话的内容哈，好像不是你该去想的这些事情。
And so he immediately sensed that the things I was talking is not the spiritual things.
有的时候你有没有发觉去参加同学会啊
？And sometimes you have a class reunion.
或是去参加什么什么什么的会啊，你回来就觉得哎呀闷闷不乐。
And so actually come back, you became unhappy.
或是你开始心里面被骚动。
And because your heart being stirred up.
这就是会影响到我们跟神的关系的一些言谈。
And those kind of things, those talk will really affect our relationship with the Lord.
所以保罗劝勉提摩太，你要跟那些倾心祷告主的人一起来追求。
And so the Paul actually advised Timothy, you need to practice spiritual discipline and pursue holiness.
所以跟神关系增进的时候呢，一个渴慕的心相当重要。
And there's one thing is very important is that you have a desire to be close with the Lord.
你如果不渴慕、不追求的话，我们会落入到当初原来那样情况。
If you do not have a desire to be close to the Lord, you will become and talk about the old wife fables and will have profanity.
你就发觉你的属灵生命当中有很多的拦阻，你没有办法往前走。
And you find there's a lot of barriers to prevent you to become more spiritual.
好，所以要立定志向讨主的喜悦。
So we need to make a commitment to please the Lord first.
好，下面一个呢，我觉得相当重要，这是大卫的一个心，以他的心跟其他人一起来比较。
So then,
Tim, 你可以帮我弄下一张。
So next one is talk about the heart of David and talk about he has an undivided heart.
好，这个不动了哈，他那边也不动了哈，就是要专心的跟从神。
And we have an undivided heart to follow the Lord.
哦，好的。在圣经记载旧约的以色列的王的这个过程当中
，And in the Old Testament, we talk about all those kings.
他们都拿这些王跟大卫来相比较
，And they compare all those kings with David.
好比讲到所罗门的时候
，And talk about Solomon, King Solomon.
他说所罗门行耶和华眼中看为恶的事
，And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord.
不效法他父亲大卫，专心顺从耶和华
，And went not fully after the Lord as did David his father.
你知道大卫从年轻的时候就跟从耶和华。
And we know when David started following the Lord when he was young.
等到他经过了很多的战争成为王之后呢，他还是专心跟从耶和华。
But even after many wars, he still continued to follow the Lord.
等到他征服其他国家、周边国家的时候呢，他还是跟从唯一的这一位神。
Then he conquered many countries.And he still continued to follow the Lord.
但是其他的王跟大卫不太一样。
And other kings are different than David.
所罗门在跟其他的国家有相处的时候
，When Solomon has a lot of interaction with other countries,
他开始引进这些国家的信仰。
And he started bringing the other other gods to his kingdom.
他也娶了很多这个外邦的这个子女做他的妻子。
He married many foreign women.
他也容许这些。他的妻子们把他们原本的信仰带到以色列来。
He allowed those his wife to bring their gods to.
那最后所罗门的心就四分五裂了。
So his heart became distracted.
以后的王有些也是这个样子。
And so many other kings is like that as well.
所以圣经上把这些王他们的心跟大卫心来比较的时候，就是他们的心常常是四分五裂的。
And so when they compare other kings to David, it talk about those kings are always distracted.
大卫是一心一意的跟从神。
But God's only never turn away and always follow God.
好，那我们知道在国内长大的没有什么偶像了，对不对
？So we know the people from China, we do not have idols.
因为在文化大革命把所有很多的信仰都打掉了。
So we took the we became atheists. We just get rid of those false gods.
好，那现在你们回来相信真神。
When you return and believe in the true God.
对你来说，这种偶像的引诱比较不那么多。
And so you might not sense the temptation of those false gods.
但在东南亚或台湾成长的人呢，这个偶像的引诱还是很大。
But if you are growing in Taiwan or some other parts of Asia, there's a lot of temptations.
而且在偶像的环境里面，假如这个神不灵，他可以去拜另外。
And so if this God doesn't work, then you can try to worship another God.
所以从这个神转到那个神，转到那个神。
And you just turn from one to the other.
好，但我们现在没有这么多，美国也不是那么迷信的一个国家。
And in this country, we're not that superstitious.
但是我们心里有很多别的神，不是吗
？But don't we have a lot of gods as well?
有的时候朋友会成为我们的神。
And sometimes friends become our God.
有的时候我们儿女会成为我们的神。
Sometimes children become our God.
好，有的时候我们的父母会成为我们的神。
Our parents become our God.
有的时候财产会成为我们的神。
And the wealth become our God.
有的时候名利。
And the fame.
成为我们的神。
And become our God.
上帝要我们能够专心把它摆在它正确的位置。
But God wants that the God is the center of our heart.
要我们专心跟从他。
And to focus and just follow him.
我不晓得这句话对你来说你会怎么的去应用。
And how do you apply this?
我想每个人你的心里面的偶像哈都可能有某些东西还在那里。
I'm sure everybody has some kind of idol in our heart.
所以上帝要我们专心跟从他。
And God wants us with one heart and one mind.
好，一心一意的人呢是走的线是最直的。
And so people with one heart, one mind, the line is most straight.
当我们一心一意的时候呢，我们的路走得正确，走得直。
And because when we focus, we can walk straight.
当我们三心二意的时候，我们的道路就会弯曲。
And when we are distracted, our path will become twisted.
那在这个时候呢，神也熬炼我们的心。
And but God continue to try our hearts.
但是神要我们的心越来向他越完全。
And so more like him, more perfect.
所以跟从神，跟神建立一个亲密的关系，第一要回转到他的面前。
And when we build an intimate relationship with God, the first one is turn away and turn to God.
要承认上帝在我生命中有他的主权。
And his sovereignty.
第二个，求他给我们一个新的心。
And ask him to give us a new heart.
好，第三个就是他帮助我们立定志向去跟随他，讨他喜悦。
So we make a commitment, willing to follow him.
而且在他面前谦虚的学习。
And to with a humble heart to learn.
那最后，我觉得这个跟神的关系一个极致哈，要效法的就是耶稣基督的心。
And to the extreme is to follow Jesus' heart.
好，耶稣基督的心是一个什么样的心呢
？What is the heart of Christ?
我想耶稣基督的心就是一个尽心尽性尽力尽意爱神爱人的心。
And that, so our heart is that to love the Lord your God with a heart and soul and the mind and the strength.
这个东西不是那么的容易。
That is not easy.
但是今天早上在主日学的时候，讲员说我们要有一个积极的心。
And today in our Chinese Sunday school talk about positive attitude.
这个积极的心呢，是产生于信心跟爱心跟盼望。
It's coming from our faith and love and hope.
我记得很久以前我们教会有一个培灵会。
And very long time ago, our church had this spiritual revival.
他说我们在这个成长过程中很需要圣灵的帮助。
And when we are growing, and then we need the spiritual, Holy Spirit's help.
因为我们都是软弱的。
Because we are weak.
好，那么他就举了一个例子。
He gave us an example.
他说圣灵有的时候好像是这样子哈。
And Holy Spirit's like this.
好像拿着一把剑
It's like holding a sword.
它在你的后头
And it's behind me.
挺着你的胸，挺着你的背部
Actually, the sword is actually, the tip of it is hold against your chest.
说叫你往前走
And ask you to moving forward.
不要放弃
And never give up.
圣灵在我们里面的感动就是在你的信心上你不要放弃你要往前走
And to try to, the sword is a constant reminder of keep going, do not give up
好圣灵说要把我们下垂的手发酸的腿 要提起来
And so we're weakened and we'll continue to live up and moving forward
所以这个静这个字好静心就是要你全部的心
And talk about with all our heart
静心就是全部的你的性情
And with our soul,
好尽意你所有的想法
and mind and strength,
还有尽你所有的力气
all our strength,
这是不容易的事情
is not easy.
好，但是耶稣做到了
but Christ did it.
那另外呢，耶稣基督所表彰给我们一个非常重要，就是一个仆人顺服的心
Another thing is the heart of a servant.
从自我中心转到以上帝为中心
and when from self-centered to become the God-centered.
好，他虽然有上帝的属性，上帝所有的荣耀。
And even though God has all the glory of God,
但是他谦卑了自己
but he humbled himself,
成为一个仆人
and become a servant,
而且顺服
and humble himself and become obedient,
然后甚至死在十字架上
and to the point of death,
就是完成了神呼召他的一个旨意
and complete the will of God.
当我们可以朝向这个方向走的时候
when we can toward this goal,
我们会发觉我们跟神的关系越来越亲密
And then we find we're getting closer with God
而我们的心开始慢慢变成完全而完整
And our heart becomes whole
这个时候我们的心
This time our heart
就是一个最讨神喜悦的时候
And it's really pleasing our Lord
所以啊保罗在罗马书告诉我们
And Paul said this
他说将身体献上当作活祭
And offer our body as a living sacrifice
将身体像是你全部的你自己哦
It's whole, your whole body
不是只把手献上哦
And not only just your hand
是将你的全人献上
Your whole body
你说哇这个要求这么大全部的 放上
Well this requirement is too much
但是上帝这么应许我们
But God promised this
当我们全部献上的时候
When we offer our whole body
我们可以经历全部的神
And we can totally experience the whole God
属灵的行程就是这么的严厉，却又是这么的简单。
And spiritual journey is this severe, but then also is very simple.
当我们以全心待神的时候，神以他的全心待我们。
And when we give our heart totally, God is going to give Himself.
这个境地只有我们自己去做了，自己去体验。
And we can only experience ourselves.
好，全然的献上，他全然的对你。
And we give our body and we offer ourselves totally.
好，一点点的献上，你只经验一点点的上帝。
When you only offer part of yourself, you can only experience part of it.
这是很现实的一件事情。
This is a reality.
这也是一个非常真实的事情。
And that is so true.
所以我们的心要开始被改变。
And our heart need to become changed.
我们心要被神熬炼。
And we need to be tried.
而要竭力尽到心被神完全的地步。
And to whole.
好，最后呢？我们再看一次这个图画。
And let's look this picture one more time.
我们要用什么来喂养自己
？How are we going to have things to feed our hearts?
我们要喂养我们的良知，使我们的良知壮大呢，还是喂养我们的罪性，使我们的罪性强大
？So do we want to make our conscience stronger, or do we want to feed the sin stronger?
而我们的心就在这里面运作。
And this is when the heart starts to work.
神希望我们越来越朝向他的方向走过去。
God wants us to be more like Him.
好， 那最后呢，我用圣经的话来鼓励大家。
So I'm going to in the conclusion use God's words to encourage you.
是来在以弗所书第三章十四到十六节。
And Ephesians chapter 3:14-16.
保罗这么祷告。
And God's this is a Paul's prayer.
他说：“因此我在父面前屈膝。”
For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father our Lord.
天上地下的各家都是从他得名。
And the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
这边再一次提到神的主权哈
，and talk about His sovereignty，
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵
，and to talk about He will grant you according to the riches of His glory，
叫你们心里的力量刚强起来
，and to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man，
求神叫我们心里的力量都刚强起来
，and so we ask God to be strengthened with the mighty by His Spirit in the man。
好，我们一起来祷告
，and let's pray together。
天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
你的话语多么强调我们心的状况的重要性。
Your words emphasize how important is our heart.
你也指出了一条路，叫我们怎么样。
You lead us to a way.
能够获得一个讨你喜悦的心。
And to learn a heart that can be pleasing to you.
愿我们继续不断地追求认识你。
Continue to know you.
不断地爱慕圣洁的事情。
Continue to have a desire.And to more like you.
当我们发现自己的心在转变的时候
，When we find we our hearts start change，
我们发觉有更多的喜乐
，And we have a more joy，
有更多的平安
，And more peace，
更多的满足
，And more satisfaction，
还更多的完全
，And the more like a whole， more complete。
愿你按照你自己的话
，And please according to your words，
来成全我们
，To complete us。
我这样祷告
，We pray，
奉靠主耶稣基督的名求
，In Jesus' name，
阿门，
阿门。